The Remedy for Love, it's an interesting setup. Two characters, Eric, who's a lawyer in small town Maine. He's halfway to single, but he hasn't quite accepted it yet. And Danielle, kind of homeless girl living, kind of squatting in a cabin out in the Maine woods. So Eric encounters her in the grocery store, and he offers Danielle $20 and offers to take her home because there's a storm coming. But it comes a little quicker, and the two of them find themselves locked in this cabin together as the snow piles up in Snowmageddon. So it turns into a really kind of interesting, delving character study in both of these folks. They are much more than they seem. We have a little clip of Bill Rohrbach reading from The Remedy for Love, just to give you a sense of his language.
A huge snowstorm was predicted. First big snow of the season. The inaugural flakes desultorily falling. Some kind of unusual confluence of low pressure and high pressure and rogue systems. Lots of blather on the radio as if a little snow were nuclear warfare or an asteroid bearing down.
And again, the name of this book is Remedy for Love.
Yes, and Bill Rohrbach's going to be at the Georgia Center for the Book tonight at 7 o'clock.
George Weinstein has written a book that really centers on tragedy initially, but then how the central character chooses to reinvent herself.
Yeah, George is an Atlanta favorite. He's kind of one of the head guys at the Atlanta Writers Club and is out with his new novel, The Caretaker. The book focuses on Sarah Gordon, who's a ballerina who ends up in a tragic accident. She loses her livelihood. She can no longer dance because of the injuries that she sustains. But her husband, Joe, feels like he has to take care of everything for her, and he really kind of envelops her in this this protective layer.
And that, for Sarah, I'm sure, after a while, has to become smothering.
Yeah, and what she needs to do is reinvent herself as something besides the victim of this accident. So this book, The Caretaker, is a character study of these two people, very much in love, but also very much conflicted of who they are and how that caring for each other puts them into an odd type of conflict, and how those bonds have to be broken and remade. George Weinstein is going to be up at Foxtail Books on Saturday at 1 o'clock. I wanted to kind of talk about this coming Saturday as well, because it is in fact Small Business Saturday. You know, everybody goes all crazy about Black Friday and big box stores and lining up, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning to get a special deal on a DVD player or something.
And these days there's Cyber Monday, which points out, goodness, what, 15 years ago, if we had talked about focusing on the big crunch that has been put on small businesses by online merchandisers, we would have thought this was just insane. But yeah, a lot's happened in a decade and a half.
It has. And you know, the local businesses are it's the lifeblood of most of the communities we live in. It's what gives us our personality.
And Darren, I understand there are special incentives built in for we, the consumers.
Yeah, there are some. Certainly, all the local businesses will be having specials. And also, there's some national companies that are doing efforts in support of local businesses.